oxygen consumption and epoch. We use oxygen to produce our aerobic energy. We resynthesize ATP aerobically using oxygen. The more ATP we need to resynthesize, then the more oxygen we need to use. The amount of oxygen being used by the body is called the VO2. The VO2 is how much oxygen is being kept in the body to resynthesize ATP. VO2 is related to how hard you are exercising. The harder you exercise, the more oxygen you use, therefore the higher your VO2. During exercise, as we exercise harder and harder and harder, our oxygen consumption will increase, our VO2 will increase. But at the beginning of exercise, there's not enough oxygen hanging around for us to use. So some of our ATP has to be resynthesized anaerobically. And therefore, at the beginning of exercise, there is a thing called the oxygen deficit, where our oxygen uptake or our oxygen consumption does not actually reflect how hard we're working, because some of the energy is being resynthesized anaerobically. And there's a graph on the slides that shows that at the beginning of exercise, there is a sort of gradual increase in our oxygen uptake or oxygen consumption up to the level required. And that sort of lack of immediate response of our body, because the blood and the heart and the lungs and the muscles are not moving the oxygen rapidly enough at the start of exercise, that lack of immediate response leads to a thing called the oxygen deficit. Our oxygen consumption, our VO2, tends to increase gradually until we reach a level of exercise where we cannot increase our oxygen consumption anymore. That's called our VO2 max. Our VO2 max is our maximum ability or capacity to use oxygen. And if you're asked for a definition or you want to give a definition in the examination, then make sure you get the important bits, that VO2 max is the maximum volume of oxygen that we use per minute. Don't use things like take up, it's the wrong word, or take in. It's used per minute. And we can measure our VO2 or our VO2 max either in liters per minute or, more accurately, in milliliters per kilogram per minute. That takes into regard body weight then, rather than the broad outline of liters per minute. And we can see on one of the PowerPoints a graph that shows that our oxygen consumption goes up during exercise and gradually hits a peak. That's called our VO2 max. Most people never reach their VO2 max. It's a big misconception. You do not exercise at VO2 max. You exercise at some other level of VO2. If your exercise is quite low in terms of intensity, then you tend to plateau, to level out, to reach a thing called steady state, where your oxygen consumption matches or mirrors the intensity of the exercise. You can see on the graph this idea of different levels of intensity of exercise being reflected in different levels of oxygen uptake, in different levels of VO2. So VO2 reflects how hard you're working. When you're finished exercising, you recover. And the best way to describe that is trying to get your energy systems back to their resting level so you can actually exercise again. To get your energy systems back to their normal levels, that requires energy. That requires aerobic energy. Therefore, it requires oxygen to be taken in. So when we've finished exercising, when we're recovering, we do consume a lot of oxygen to restore our energy systems back to normal. Hence, we talk about the epoch, EPOC, the excess post-exercise oxygen consumption. And this epoch has two parts to it, two components to it, best described as the fast component and the slow component. And again, we can see on a graph our oxygen consumption remaining quite high even though we are recovering and our exercise level was stopped, there's a gradual return to resting levels of our oxygen consumption. The fast component of EPOC has two main functions, and it takes place in the first few seconds up to about a minute after we've finished exercising. The fast component has the function of, firstly, using oxygen to get our PC levels back to resting levels. So we replenish our phosphocreatine levels during the fast component of EPOC. Second big function of the fast component of EPOC is making sure the myoglobin in the muscles is resaturated with oxygen. So in the first minute or so after intense exercise, we replenish our PC system and we resaturate our myoglobin with oxygen. The slow component of EPOC can last a long, long time, hours literally. Not in everybody, but if the exercise has been really, really hard, it can last hours. And again, two functions for the slow component. Because you're using aerobic energy, your heart is pumping blood around, your lungs are breathing in oxygen and breathing out carbon dioxide, and your body temperature is quite high because of all the sweating taking place. Well, those three broad functions will also require extra oxygen. So there's one function of your slow component, supplying oxygen for the high heart rate, the high breathing rate, and the high temperature. The main function, though, of the slow component is to remove lactate. We're going to remove lactic acid from the muscles, from the blood. And we do that not by just using it as a waste product, but making sure we use it to provide energy. Lactate is a source of energy. During the slow component, we convert much of the lactate we have produced back into pyruvate. Pyruvate is then pushed into the mitochondria, where it can be oxidized aerobically to resynthesize ATP. Lactate is a very, very important source of aerobic energy during recovery. Some of our lactate can be converted in the liver back into glucose or glycogen. The process is called the Corrie cycle. It's a function of the liver. Tiny portion of our lactate, if we've not worked too hard and our rest is nice and generous, if you like, can also be converted back into protein, another function of the liver.